and my Cays manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-0 win against Margate. Alan, was that the save of the season from Rob Telford at 1-0 from their number 7?
He done have it, Rob. His punching can be better. And it was hard conditions over there, but the saves he made were fantastic. I don't think he kept winning the game, because I thought we had enough chances to win 4 or 5 games. Dukes could have had a hat trick himself. Bobby's missed a couple. Carl's missed one. We had a couple of really good chances. So the score, in my opinion, should have been 6-2, but for two, I thought it was more than one, for 2-3 world class saves. Excellently, you know, so good for him. And I'm pleased for Bob.
And man of the match for him, any complaints over that?
I thought Adam Thompson was by a million miles. I thought there was anybody better than him, but I'm pleased for Thompson. I love the lad, and he's done great for us, and he's certainly he's done very, very well. But I thought Thompson was the best player on the pitch by a million miles by everybody concerned. Even I think their manager has given it a little I thought somebody on their bench, and he said what a player, he's doing very well. So yeah, but no complaints about it, because I'm delighted for Tufts. I think he's doing excellent.
And how's Dean Lodge as an impact substitute?
Brilliant. I said before, about 5-7 minutes ago, I said we thought of one holding the ball up enough up front, so we thought 5-10 minutes we'll try to turn them and get their back free facing their way. Hamzy gave it a mention, totally agree. Let's get him on, let's get him playing, all like you know, so it's all good stuff like you know. So.
Last week I spoke to Mark Hams. He said that although we only won by one goal, he felt quite comfortable in the second half that we were going to hold on to our lead. Yeah. Were you as comfortable at 1-0 today?
Not as comfortable, but I always thought we had another goal in. I always thought that we can, because you see, we missed some chances. So I thought we might nick one, but I honestly thought we would score twice. I did as the game went on, and we did do comfortable. I don't know about comfortable. Last week I did. I totally agree with Hamsey. Last week I felt very comfortable at 1-0. 1-0 today. Their side have lost 1-6. They've got an excellent management team in Butler and Beaksy, two great managers in Ray, because Beaksy's been a number one as well, so very experienced and very good at the job, and I'm sure we'll do great down there. But I'm not so sure comfortable, but I think we'll go upset a few teams. I don't think we'll finish fourth bottom, that's for sure.
It's a 1 p.m. kickoff today on a Sunday. Does that alter your preparations at all, the extra day?
Just get on with it. The things that happened last week and all that, you know, I think football's, I don't know, do we talk about football enough, to be honest, like an arse? I don't think anybody would be bothered, to be honest, like an arse. We'll probably talk about it. We'll probably have 19,000 feds on 1 o'clock kickoffs instead of what a great win it is against Margate. Last week we had a great win and I had 29 feds about bloody Stewart and, you know, that crap, to be honest. And there's kids for free when they're 2 earners, by the way. I feel sorry for them, to tell you the truth. They've had an idea, they've tried to do it because the supporters wanted it. We've tried to go along with it. We've made one or two little tweaks and mistakes, and, you know, then the notes about, I just can't believe the place, to be honest, at times. I don't think it'll affect anybody, but if some of them want to go on moon, we'll probably moon about the 1 o'clock kickoff. Not that we've just won a game 2-0, there'll be more about that, so that's the way it goes.
But do you have to have word with the players on Thursday, because they can't have their big Saturday night out, obviously, with the game Sunday?
Honest bunch of players, good bunch of players, and I've got no thing that we would have been out. We trained very well on, didn't train well on Thursday, funny enough. We trained excellent on Monday. Martin Taylor's had a crack at him because he didn't think the running was very good on the first day. So you come in a game, you think, listen, anything's not ticking the boot, really, we've got to do better. And I thought we applied excellently. And I thought we got off to a great start and should have been 2-3 up in the first 20 minutes. But the longer that goes on, the longer we stay in the game. So preparations are a little bit different, but whatever happens, we'll get on with it, and that's all we'll do.
I know Max Huswick today, but no discredit to him, but you didn't really notice he wasn't there. The back three played very well, didn't
they? I don't know, either, but I thought we missed Bash. His legs in there, because I thought Bash was excellent last week, and I thought we missed Bash. You're always going to miss Max, because he's been in the top 2 or 3 players this year, he has, but at the same time, I thought Lodge's fucking piping up over there. He is now. The first time he's done it in the ages, and all that, you know. He wants a 2-year contract now, and he's only going to go to trials of 46 clubs this year. But well done, Lodge. Well done. He's stuck it right up me. But fair play. Go on, get us on the ball, son. Go on. Oh, and Sam, that's another question, because Lodge's just throwing us there.
You mentioned it a while back, the fans were coming in for some stick. How do you think they were today?
Excellent. I thought they were brilliant. I was in the second half, and they were bumping all over the shop. And if the game got any bloody worse, I was going to join them. And I thought they were excellent. I thought they were loud. I thought they were clever. A bit stick. We didn't give the ones who are like that stick. We're just giving the knackers who just run the club down all the time stick. Criticism's got to come at the right time. Criticism's got to come and we lose games. We don't play well. Didn't start saying we don't play football, because we do. Prove the point. But when the fans are like that, it makes a hell of a difference. It makes it unbelievable, because we're on the bench and we're looking at the fans jumping around, and the players notice it, and I think they lift the players. And I'm not so sure. I think we had a massive pot of scoring that second goal, because Lodgy comes on, the crowd love him, Lodgy gets psyched up for it and all that, you know, because the crowd are singing and on it. And I think the crowd's made a hell of a difference at the end of us getting 3 points.
Is there any way you can get Christian Jolly and Dean Lodge in the same starting 11, in your opinion?
It's tough at the minute because we're winning games. Lodge will get the team. He's me second, third best player. He's an outstanding player. He's just done the deal. We're not here getting the team. There's no problem there. But, you know, we had a plan today. Adrian Withers, our chief scout, has been watching all these games and telling him how we're playing. He comes and he's done a great report on them today. We've decided over the last couple of weeks how we should go in these next couple of weeks. It doesn't matter. It'll not be the same team next week, I don't think. And Lodge has done himself, he's done himself plenty of favours coming on and scoring how he did. And not only did he score, he had 2 or 3 minutes where he ran about and put his foot in and stuff like that. But at the minute, we're winning games, so it's hard to change. But Lodgy will get back in the team, undoubtedly.
And finally, it's Mark Francis' last game today. Anything you want to say about him?
He's a top lad, a great fella. We love him down here. All he's ever done, he was with us at Walton Hersham. Hamzy brought him in the youth setup, and I think the world, and him and Kath, the lovely woman she is as well. He's we'll miss him and all that, I just think his dedication's gone to pot where if he kind of travel from Swansea every week. It would be a big miss for him to play. All the lads love him. Anyway, our club loves him. He's done a lot of good for us, and he's been a lot of what we've done the last 2 years down here, 3 years. It's 3 years this week, I think it is, or whatever. He's got a lot of part to play in that, so wish him well.